Why don't you go first?
Smithers, call my lawyer. Two, John Fox, I ask.
What are you doing?
John Fox coaches the Bears. The Bears are bad at football, and they finally scored a touchdown the other day in their loss to the Packers. Or so John Fox thought. Trailing 10-3 in the second quarter, Benny Cunningham dove for the pylon and was ruled down. Fox didn't think he was down, so he challenged the play, only to realize that upon further review, Cunningham had pulled a Cam Colvin and fumbled the ball into the pylon, which is ruled the same as if it went through the end zone. So not only was Cunningham not short of the goal line, not only did he not actually score a touchdown like Fox thought he did, but he in reality turned over the ball to the Packers. So John Fox challenged a play that led to the other team getting the ball. Technically, he won the challenge. The play was overturned. But like usual this year, even when the Bears and John Fox win, they lose.
Wow.
They also lost the game and made Brett Hundley look like a serviceable quarterback, which he is not.
Didn't lose the challenge.
So to John Fox, I ask.
What are you doing?
All right, this one's a reach.
Guess why he kept the timeout.
To people upset with Josh Beckett, I ask.
What are you doing?
So we saw the mugshot after he rushed the stage. Naturally, he was in Texas. Of course, he was drunk out of his mind.
Like you do.
But according to TMZ, he tackled the singer of a country band at an open mic night. Am I the only one who considers this a public service?
Open mic country.
Open mic night is bad enough.
No.
Country wannabes are worse. I look at it this way. Everyone else who didn't attack the singer should face serious charges. The only thing more unforgivable would have been if the guy was singing Journey, and Beckett and the cowards in the audience allowed this travesty of music justice to continue. So, Josh, you hang in there. And yes, it is one of the most horrific mugshots this side of Nick Nolte. But to Mr. Beckett, I say, thanks for your effort on behalf of America, as we ask.
What are you doing?
It should be like Blues Brothers, where they have like the netting.
The cage.
The cage, and they all throw beer bottles at it. To NFL owners, I ask.
What are you doing?
This week, some NFL owners floated themselves as sources to Mike Florio with Pro Football Talk that they are considering ousting Jerry Jones from the league. Basically, Jones allegedly threatened to sue the NFL because he's upset with Roger Goodell's negotiations. His basic point, though, is that they have 18 months until the contract runs out, and he doesn't want to rush them. And the other owners are acting like they want Jones out and that his actions are detrimental to the league. They also feel his connection to Papa John's is shady, as the company, of course, spoke out against the league. Today, he called the notion laughable. He's right. You do not want Jones out, other owners. You know why? Because he makes you billions of dollars. I hate the Cowboys as much as any red-blooded American, but Jerry Jones has made these owners and the league itself billions of dollars with how he helped secure Fox as the NFL's main broadcast partner when all of the other networks were trying to lower the fees. His connection to Papa John's made you guys millions of dollars, as much as you don't like what he said. Let's face it, there is no NFL without the Dallas Cowboys in their current form. You want to lose money? Then deal with him and shut up, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To now former Tennessee State defensive lineman Latrell Lee, I ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, there's a video. So they're playing Southwest Missouri State in an incident posted by the Tennessean. You'll see Lee walking towards strength and conditioning coach TJ Greenstone. From behind, he cold cocks him in the head, then drops him with a right to the jaw. Coach goes down. Well, the player's been kicked out of school. Tiger Athletic Director Teresa Phillips held a presser saying they don't condone acts of violence and are committed to supporting the coach who took a brutal couple of shots. No word if legal action is next. But this dude has got to be put under arrest for assault or worse. I posted the video on my Twitter account at SportsTalk953. You don't see stuff like this often, thankfully, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Could you imagine her like releasing a statement saying we do condone this kind of violence or something?
I put him up to it.
Yeah, that'd be really weird. To people saying Lonzo Ball should change his form, I ask.
What are you doing?
Weird day when I'm defending Jerry Jones and Lonzo Ball.
What the hell's going on
but,
here?
Like, I realize his shot is garbage. He brings the ball up on the left side of his head, which makes it way easier to defend. But he has never been and will never be a big-time outside shooter. His game will always be to create and distribute and make others better. If the Lakers had wanted a guy who was going to put up 30 30 points a game, then they would have traded the pick and signed Carmelo or Paul George. And the absolute worst thing you can do is find a kid who has played the game his whole life shooting one way and drastically change that in the NBA and expect it to be productive. Look, I mean, look what happened to Tim Tebow. The guy was arguably the best college quarterback ever when he left. Tries to change his throwing motion, got stuck in his own head, and could no longer complete a forward pass. Ball is going to be fine. This is not a him issue. People saying this stuff need to just adjust their expectations because he's still only played 14 games as a pro. The other day, he became the youngest player ever to get a triple-double. That's still pretty good, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And lastly, to the New York Giant defense, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, defense. I get Ben McCandu is a two-and-done coach. He's Ray Hanley of the modern era, replaced a two-time Super Bowl champ and ran the franchise into a ditch. But that defense performance, courtesy of their coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, was a disgrace. I get there's an element of professionalism, and you got to put some on the players, but they laid down and rolled over. And the worst part, it was the Frisco offense who scored 31 points.
Elite.
The Niners haven't scored 31 total points since Montana left for KC. Here's this. Since losing to the Chargers in overtime, 38-35, in December of 2014, the Niners have scored more than 31 points once. Earlier this season in that shootout against the Rams, it was so disgraceful somewhere, Lawrence Taylor was so upset he snorted a line of coke and propositioned an underage hooker. It was a humiliating day for the Big Blue Wrecking Crew, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I'd just like to point out that Steve Young and Jeff Garcia were very good quarterbacks.
I know. That was a little bit of hyperbole for effect.
Elvis Gerback was okay as
Steve Bono.
Steve Bono, yeah.
Wasn't Bono one of two Niner quarterbacks that go like Kansas City quarterbacks?
No, it was three of them.
Then they went to KC and they went like 13-3 and got run in the first round.
So it was Montana, Gerback, and Bono all went to KC.
That was it. It didn't make a lot of sense.